Media. Post launches Thai edition of Forbes. Post Publishing PLC has launched Forbes Thailand magazine at a time of growing economic opportunity driven by upcoming regional integration. Supakon Vejjajiva, Post Publishing's president and chief operating officer, said at an event marking the launch on Tuesday that this was an opportune moment to unveil the title, with the region's economies continuing to integrate and grow. As the 2015 establishment of the ASEAN Economic Community, or AEC, nears, the Thai language Forbes Thailand, published by the Post subsidiary, Post International Media, is aimed at meeting the growing demand from local entrepreneurs for solid business intelligence. Forbes Asia Chief Executive Officer William Adamopoulos said the company views Thailand as a key growth market within Asia. Forbes has a circulation of 400,000 copies per month across 17 countries in Asia, he said. Forbes Publishing Company Vice Chairman Christopher Kip Forbes said the magazine's uniqueness stemmed from its features on business leaders and focus on job creation and business opportunities. Its keys to success range from having a skillful research team and building relations with local distributing partners to adapting to changes in the media world, he said. At the launch, Prettyathorn Devakuna, a former finance minister and central bank governor, said Thailand stands to be the greatest beneficiary of the AEC. Among all ASEAN members, Thailand is the champion of consumer product manufacturing. Look around you. Things that you use from head to toe, day and night, they are made in Thailand, said M.R. Prettyathorn, who is chairman of Post Publishing. Thai companies such as CM Cement Group, Mittonpon, and Thai Union Frozen Products have, in recent years, expanded their overseas presence to become global producers, he said. M.R. Prettyathorn added that the creation of the AEC in 2015 would help bring about the expansion of more local firms abroad, particularly to less developed neighboring countries, offering lower production costs, and offer up opportunities for growth in new markets. A new supply chain within ASEAN may emerge, and this will help nurture the industrialization of less developed nations in ASEAN. With this, all countries will prosper together and mutually benefit from the fruit of integration, he said.